Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I'm your guest's host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Today, we are going to be talking about something interesting. So, there has been some shit that has been in the, at least, comic book community as well that I wanted to talk about today. Recently, I saw on Twitter, X, whatever the fuck it was, you know, Tom Taylor, wonderful writer, great gem of a human being from what I've seen and heard from people. Recently, and this isn't the first time this has happened, there was a bunch of posts that were out there of people burning his photo. This man is just a comic writer. He's a writer for different things as well, too, but, like, he's a writer. Why in the fuck's name is this happening? And that's what we're going to talk about here today. So it's a semi-serious podcast episode. One, I think, that I'm sitting down here and just by myself today. But I wanted to talk to fans out there and the people and say, hey, let's take a moment here and realize that these are people, too. You know, I often have people on this podcast that talk about, you know, working on books or working on film and television shows, you know, and shit like that. And it's crazy to me that, you know, these are people just tend to forget that this is normal people. So, you know, they often talk about, like, you know, the real life things on this show. And that's what the show is to show you guys that these are real people behind here, you know, fun conversations. It's not all about, like, time interview stuff. Like, it's not all about that shit. It's real stuff here, real conversations on the show, and that's what I try to show you guys on this podcast. But, you know, I can definitely tell some people don't listen, because we get shit like that. Well, here's the thing, folks. The people who work on the stuff you love, who write, ink, letter, draw, like, whatever it is, these are still people, and when you sit down and take a look at it here, it's unacceptable as fuck to do anything like that. You can say you don't like a storyline, like, it didn't vibe with me, whatever the fuck, right? Unacceptable as a son of a bitch to, like, go in and say death threats. You know, I talked about it recently in an episode of Gavin, the Suicide Squad actor, Joker actor. Yeah, he was recently, you know, dealing with death threats apparently, and it's been this whole thing. And supposedly that was in the news. But, you know, there's also people who work in industries and tied in the comic book stuff, at least, that receive death threats. And that ties in TV and film as well, and even novel books. You know, there shouldn't be death threats. There shouldn't be burning of people's pictures and shit like that. Like, we're fucking Nazis on 1943. Like, what are we doing here, guys? I know some people are with those fucking polos and tiki torches, but we aren't. So why are we doing that? Like, why? So I wanted to put this out there to be a reminder to people to say, hey, remember that these are still people. You know, it's people with families. These are people who worked hard to get where the fuck they are right now, to get to a position where they can make this stuff for you. You know, it's, I can tell you for a fact, as a comic writer, like, it's very fucking difficult to do. So remember that as well, folks. Like, just remember, it's difficult, it's tough, but these people are doing it because they love it. They're not doing it for the paycheck. Any creative field, I mean, Tom Cruise went on, maybe, I don't know, this, like, you know, people, like, big celebrities, maybe Cruise is a good guy, I don't know, but I haven't met him, but, you know, like, big icon celebrities, right? Like, AAA actor, actresses. Those people made what they're doing it for the money. Everyone else, no. The crew members, you know, writers' rooms, no one's doing it for the fucking money. Comic books, right? No one's doing it for the money. It's nice to be able to eat and do what you love, right? But you don't make that much from it, you know? Unless you're, like, running the company itself. Then there's a thing. So this episode I wanted to talk about and remind you guys to say, hey, these are still people. You know, these guys work hard toward, they've worked years most of the time to get where the hell, and you've heard stories on this show for 7 years now. They worked hard to get where the fuck they are at. You know, they've worked hard as a creative and to do all this. So going out there, posting pictures of burning profile pictures and whatnot, like, eat shit. Eat shit. You're not a true fan then at that point. You're just a shit. You're just a shitbag. And I'm calling people out. I don't really care at all in the slightest. But again, this episode is to remind you of that. And hopefully, you know, this kind of does to say, hey, remember, these are people. And you know, you often take a look at it here, and, you know, you tend to forget because, like, oh, you love a character. Oh, you didn't like what stuff happened here. Oh, the storyline, you know, didn't go with you and shit. So, you're not going to love every single thing. You're not going to love every single incarnation of shit. Some of these characters that they're pissed off about, over 100 years old. Fuck you, you have all this shit, and they're not going away. None of these things are going away anytime soon. Unless the world ends, which, who knows, with recent news. It's not gonna end. So to keep that in mind as well. And also keep in mind, like, maybe these people, there's a fear thing that happens too. Like, some of these people have, like I mentioned earlier in this episode, some people have families. And if they're getting these threats, what are they supposed to do? And you're like, funny joke. And these people are afraid to take their kids to school, I'm betting, and from what I've heard, you know, people are afraid to take their kids to school, you know, go get groceries and shit. Because we live in a world where we have pictures everywhere, especially if you work in a creative field. You know, there's that. So what do you do? Like, what happens here with that? So I want everybody here to just kind of really keep that in mind and really understand, like, hey, this is some shit and this is unacceptable. I just want you guys to know that. And this episode is just talking about that. And I wonder, everyone out there who may have been hurt by people like this, just know that's a small amount of people out there who are shitheads like that. Small, small amount. And we all, true people who give a fuck about what you do, we respect you all. We respect what you do. We respect your hard work, your ethic and shit as well. We respect it. We really do. Yeah. It's a shame that I had to make this episode to say, hey, people, tone it the fuck down. But we did it. It was fine. It's a solo episode. Kind of weird. But if you guys did enjoy this little segment here of me going solo, let me know. I'm kind of curious. Give me a subject and I'll talk about it. Talk about something else later as well. Be sure to subscribe, guys, for wherever you listen to podcasts, for the Comic Chronicle podcast, for more, hopefully more upbeat episodes later on, too. But, yeah, guys, this episode needed to be talked about. This really did. And thank you for joining me and listening. If you got this fucking far on it, really, really appreciate it here. And just know, like, we have great communities. Like, yeah, there's always toxicity in every fucking community. Everything's got toxicity. You know, Walking Dead proves that. You know, take a look at that. Moving forward, we have a great community here, great people, you know, fan art, fan films, you know, people writing in letters, Comic Cons, meet and greets, like all the shit. I met fans of mine who, just wonderful people, and it's great, and it's wonderful. And so to be able to have such a great community, we'll stick with comics for the podcast, I suppose, but like to be able to have such great communities, why ruin it? Why ruin it to the people who give us a shit? You know, it's not AI building all this stuff. Well, it shouldn't be. Giving all this stuff to us. It's real people. It's people who spend hours, days working on something for you. Sometimes weeks. And sometimes they don't even get to see anything about it for months. And so, like, they put in sweat, blood, and tears for everybody here. It's just this crazy thing. So, like, enjoy the community. You know, bring the positivity into there. Recently did a news article. I didn't write it, actually. Well, I kind of did. I was interviewed by Voyage Phoenix recently, and you know, and put the positivity back. And I put, that was my big part in that interview. It was like, we need more positivity out there. You know, there's a lot of crazy shit going on in this world, and if we can escape in the comics, don't fucking ruin that. I love my comics and coffee in the morning. I really do. Don't ruin it. And don't get on the hate train, because the hate train is real, and it's all aboard that caboose. And again, guys, thank you, and hopefully you did enjoy this episode here talking about it. Again, sorry for being serious in this one, but it was a thing I needed to talk about with you guys. So stay tuned for more new episodes coming up here where I talk to Gavin about certain subjects, and if all goes well, some really fun interviews for you guys. Thanks, everybody, and of course, as always, stay creative.